Hey mama, welcome back to the Strong Mama podcast, or welcome if you're new. My name's Nicole, I'm a pre and postnatal fitness coach, and I am your host. And we have been doing a trimester series. We've gone through first, second, third trimester, and now I only felt that the series would be complete with the fourth trimester. So those first 3 months postpartum when you are healing and recovering from birth. And there's no doubt your body changes a lot during pregnancy, but of course, after going through birth and with all that comes with recovery, exercise is still a really valuable tool. And I would argue a really crucial, important part of the recovery journey and will help things go smooth when done intentionally and when done gently. But all too often, I do see moms skipping these crucial steps to really nurture their body and rebuild a foundation, either because they're not sure what to do, so they don't exercise until they're cleared by a doctor. And by exercise, I'll talk about that obviously more in the episode, because we're not talking about pushing ourselves or doing anything too intense. So when I say exercise, I take it very, lightly when I'm talking about this phase. And the other reason I see moms skipping certain steps in their recovery exercise journey is that they might feel good enough, quote unquote, to go back to pre-pregnancy workouts right away. So those are kind of two, mistakes, not necessarily mistakes because you don't know what you don't know, but two things that I really want to help you avoid doing and sort of empower you through the information in this episode. So what are we covering? I'm going to touch on what's happening with your body postpartum, how you might be feeling, what types of exercise to focus on, and when is the appropriate time to do those things, along with a sample timeline of getting back to exercise postpartum. As I have for all the episodes in the series, at the end, I'm going to be sharing three additional recommended episodes to support you beyond this. I know that if you're new here, or even if you're not, it's overwhelming to see 70 plus episodes and not know like what's a good place to go from here. So I narrowed down my top picks for you. We'll be sharing those at the end of the episode, and I'll drop them in the show notes or the episode description for you as well. So all that being said, let's dive in. Welcome to the Strong Mama Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole, mom, exercise physiologist, and pre and postnatal fitness expert. This show is all about helping you navigate your pregnancy and postpartum journey with more strength, energy, and ease. Each week, pull up a seat for a new topic that will empower you to feel strong, capable, and confident while supporting your body through all the changes of the motherhood journey. Just a reminder that the information on this show is not meant to treat or diagnose any medical condition. Please speak to your medical provider for all things related to your healthcare. I'm honored and excited to be a part of your health journey into motherhood. Now let's dive into today's episode. Here we go. I am super pumped to talk to you about the fourth trimester. I know that it can feel sort of uncertain, especially if you're becoming a first-time mom and you don't know what to expect. You don't know how your body's going to feel. Everything is kind of just like, you know, you have these maybe thoughts and visions about what to expect, but you don't know. And even after I tell you some of these things, you know, there's still going to be new things. So what I'm telling you is not going to be the end all be all. I do want to start this episode though by sharing what's happening with your body. I think that sets a really good foundation for why we use exercise the way we do postpartum, just so you can better understand what's going on with your body. And then from there, how to apply certain things and certain strategies that we'll talk about beyond that. So let's go ahead and get into it. The first thing I want to talk about is hormone fluctuations. So postpartum, or I guess let's start with during pregnancy, in the late pregnancy specifically, progesterone and estrogen are rising like exponentially, and they peak at birth. That's exactly what triggers birth. And so they peak, they're really high, and then postpartum, they come basically crashing down and they drastically drop in a very short amount of time. And so the two hormones that we're talking about are progesterone and estrogen. There are many other hormones kind of at play, but those are kind of the two key players. So With that estrogen drop, most biological females will experience mood swings, hot flashes, vaginal dryness during this time. So that's kind of the contributors of estrogen. And then progesterone, with the big drop of progesterone, this can lead to things like mood swings, anxiety, feelings of depression. That's why we have the baby blues for a couple weeks postpartum. Of course, if it goes beyond that and it's, you know, debilitating and, you know, affecting your daily life, of course, that's something you want to seek additional help and support with. But those are kind of some things that you can expect with that hormone drop. Again, there are many other hormones at play here, prolactin being one of them. So prolactin is the hormone that triggers breastfeeding and breast milk production. And this, of course, increases. You're going to have an increase in oxytocin just from baby snuggles, skin to skin, things like that. So there are like good hormones going on here too. So not to be all doom and gloom about the estrogen progesterone drop, just preparing you that there are going to be some side effects to that happening, and it's all perfectly normal. And it's going to probably, usually in most cases, take several months to balance these hormones out. Your body balances them out naturally, and there are also ways that you can support your body and hormones through things like nutrition and healthy habits. And that's definitely a topic for another day. So the hormone thing is more of a physiological internal thing, but physically, your body is also healing. Your tissues are healing. Your uterus is shrinking back down to size, which presents with some bleeding for several weeks postpartum. Also, if you've had a surgery or you had tearing, your incision, your stitches, your, you know, whatever that injury essentially was, that is healing. Your core and pelvic floor are healing. You know, your abdominals were essentially stretched. The connective tissue between your abs has been stretched and weakened and is going to need some time and support with healing. Same with your pelvic floor. If you listened to the last episode on third trimester, you heard me say that all pregnancies by the end of pregnancy will have diastasis recti, which is a 2-finger width separation between your abdominals. That's not meant to say like your abdominals are split. That's just the connective tissue has stretched so much that you have usually a 2-finger or greater gap. And this is something we need to rehab postpartum. This doesn't mean you'll have diastasis recti long-term or anything like that. In some cases you do, in some cases you don't. It's just something that you want to be prepared to support your body through. So overall, your tissues are healing. You can expect to need some extra rest and nutritional support during this healing process. Other things that are likely going on with your body are that you are probably more tired than usual. Of course, you've got a demanding newborn that needs you, you know, is maybe attached to you if you are breastfeeding, if you, you know, are up every 2 to 3 hours in the night, you're going to be a little more tired and potentially more stressed just due to learning something new, caring for a new baby, getting into the routine. This can raise your cortisol hormone level a little bit with that increase in stress. Another thing, I should have covered this in the hormone section. Now I'm like, wow, there are so many additional hormones, but relaxin, which again, you've heard me mention in previous episodes most likely, but relaxin is that hormone that relaxes your muscles, your joints, your ligaments, and creates instability within the body. So relaxin is still pumping through your system for several months and longer if you are lactating. You might feel tight or stiff muscles from just sedentary, from sitting and feeding and like being hunched over and bending over and holding your baby. So just like normal activities of daily life could cause some tight, stiff muscles and potentially some back or wrist pain from holding your baby. These are just things that are possible. I don't want to be all doom and gloom and make it sound like everything sucks in this fourth trimester, because that is absolutely not the case. Yes, it can be very hard on your body, on your mental health. There's just a lot going on, right? So I don't want to sugarcoat it. The fourth trimester is hard and you will get through it. That's the focus of this episode, is just helping to empower you with how you can support your body through lots of these physical and internal changes. That way you can feel better and your recovery can go smoother and you can support your mental health along the way. So now, what does this mean in terms of exercise? How do we support our body with the movement that it needs? Let's go ahead and transition into that part of the episode. The first thing I want to just establish another baseline is our big goals postpartum. Like, what is our focus here with movement, with exercise, aside from continuing to like allow our body to heal and rest and that stuff? Because I think that that is pretty obvious. So what I'm talking about today is just beyond that. So of course I want you to rest, I want you to hydrate, all of that stuff. But aside from that, some big goals that are typically the focus for my postpartum clients are, one, to restore function to your body. So just restoring the ability to move throughout your day without pain, to be able to do activities of daily life, care for your baby, you know, bend over to change a diaper several times, get off the floor holding your baby, things like that. Restore function to your body is goal number one. Goal number two is to rebuild your foundation. So of course, like, our foundation has kind of been rocked at this point. So building your core and total body strength is going to be goal number two. And then goal number three is supporting your mental health. So exercise and mental health are highly connected. So when you feel better physically, you feel less pain, less symptoms of dysfunction, like pelvic floor leaking, things like that. When you feel less of those things and you feel more comfortable in your body, studies have shown that your mental health is also better, which makes total sense that when we feel good, we, you know, feel better about life, right? So now that we have those big goals established, let's talk through like specific exercise tips, things to focus on at each point postpartum. I'm essentially going to start at like 0 weeks postpartum and walk you through the fourth trimester and kind of what's most important as you progress through the fourth trimester. And with this, there will be kind of a sample timeline, so to speak, on when to do certain things and when certain things are most helpful. But please don't feel behind if you're not on this timeline. Like, if you're listening to this beyond the fourth trimester, like, don't feel like you are behind. No matter where you come to this from, I recommend starting at the beginning of the process and then progressing from there. So it's kind of going to follow the same sequencing of when you like add new things, and it will make more sense as I get into it, but just know, like, start at the beginning and then just progress through as I'm like giving you these things. So that was a really roundabout way of saying that. But let's go ahead and start with like right after birth. What can you be doing to support your body right after birth? Resting, of course, is one. But in terms of recovery, the first thing I usually tell people to do is to start breathing, like to just start 360 breathing, intentional breathing after birth. And this can happen even a couple days later. Breathing is super easy to do in a hospital bed while you are hanging out with your baby, while you are breastfeeding, you know, you name it, you can be seated doing this. So 360 breathing is where I like to start with all postpartum moms, because when you breathe, and when you breathe in this very intentional way, your diaphragm, your deep abdominals, and your pelvic floor are working together as a unit. So it's really just about establishing that connection again. Even if you don't feel like much is going on, you're not gonna feel an abdominal burn, you're not gonna feel a ton at all, but just know that a few intentional breaths per day, let's just say like 10 breaths a couple times per day, is gonna go a long way in supporting you and reconnecting to that pelvic floor. Another thing we can do here in this super early phase is just focus on our posture a little bit, and it doesn't have to be perfect because believe me, I know if you are feeding your baby, there's just a lot when we're in the positions of like feeding and holding our baby. There's a lot of shoulders rounding forward. There's a lot of like pelvis tucking under or thrusting forward, you know, so just start to pick up on what positions your body is in and trying to find a good posture. And by good posture, I mean nice stacked alignment from shoulders, rib cage to pelvis. And once you're in that neutral position, that's going to help you fend off a lot of like future aches and pains from like being in those positions often. Again, it doesn't have to be perfect, but it's just something that is good to draw your awareness back to as you're going through day-to-day life, as you are sitting, feeding your baby, doing the things. So that's what I would mention or focus on in those first couple of weeks. So 0 to 2 weeks, 360 breathing and your posture. Interrupting this episode for just a few seconds to share one of my favorite clothing brands for pregnancy and postpartum, Kindred Bravely. I know how hard it is to find clothes that fit your body through all the changes and that are a good quality. In fact, I've been through so many brands that just don't hold up after a few times through the laundry. I've used Kindred Bravely's dual bras for nursing and pumping, and they are so convenient and supportive. I've also really loved their nursing pads for keeping my clothes dry in the early days breastfeeding. I've been super impressed by their quality holding up through 2 babies over the last 4 years and many, many washes. Overall, highly recommend if you're looking for high quality, comfy, supportive clothes during this big life change. Use the link in the show notes to get 15% off your next purchase of anything on their site. Happy shopping. So then once you get to the 2 week range postpartum, like 2+ weeks, as long as you're feeling up for it, you can do the things that I'll mention here. So this is kind of the timeline of 2 to 4 weeks postpartum. It's a great time to get into some core and pelvic floor recovery work. So you're still continuing your 360 breathing, reconnecting to your core and pelvic floor through that method, but then also pairing breath with gentle movement. So things like bird dogs, things like heel slides, very like rehab core focused exercises. Definitely not like traditional abdominal exercises. Those are off the table for a little while as you really rebuild the deepest layer of your abdominals and really get stable in your body again, because it's really just not beneficial to work those superficial muscles yet. It will be eventually because your core all works together, but where I want your focus now is really on those deep abdominals. This step is crucial to preventing injuries in the future steps, and this is honestly one that is most commonly missed. This is the one people skip over. This is the one I see most moms not knowing how to navigate, especially if they've had like a C-section or a birth like that was different, an experience that was different than they had planned. They're just not sure how to recover. And this is exactly what I teach in my program, Core Revival. I provide 6 levels of core follow-along workouts that are gentle. They progress from level to level. It is self-guided. Workouts are 15 minutes, roughly 3 to 5 times per week. And it really just gives you the roadmap to doing that. So I'll drop that link in the show notes if you do feel that you want that sort of support and that guidance in your healing journey. Also, highly recommend pelvic floor physical therapy, particularly if you have existing pelvic floor symptoms like leaking, heaviness, or pain. Pelvic floor PT is literally a godsend. I've been to pelvic floor PT, absolutely love it, and have done it in conjunction with my core recovery program myself. Another thing that's going to feel really good to you in this 2 to 4 week postpartum phase is mobility. This is going to be such a treat to your body for helping you loosen tight, achy muscles just from sitting more frequently, from bending over, from holding your baby. Your muscles tend to get very tight. They can get achy. I know that I was surprised with my first postpartum journey that I had a lot of back pain just from like breastfeeding and sort of like being hunched over. I wasn't paying very good attention to my posture. So mobility is just super nice, such a treat. I could give you a bunch of exercises here and like list them out, but I'm just going to direct you to a free resource that I have. I put together like a free follow along video. It's actually a postpartum specific mobility routine that you can go through. So Strong Mama Insiders, I'll link it in the show notes and it'll be inside the vault of content essentially. And you can go there and find that video and do it. It's got some of my absolutely favorite exercises to help you loosen your hips, your glutes, your shoulders, your back, all these different areas that really could use some love. So definitely check out that if you're interested. And these are also types of routines that I've included in the Core Revival program that I mentioned previously, because that goes hand in hand with core recovery. So definitely making sure you get a few minutes of mobility and stretching in per day is going to go a long way. Maybe not even every single day, because obviously we don't want to add a ton to our plate in this period of time. But if your baby's hanging out in tummy time or hanging out on the floor, great time to get in a few stretches and mobility exercises to help you. All right, so we've talked about core recovery, we've talked about mobility. Both of these things aren't time consuming, they're just a few minutes here and there. And one last thing I'll add is just light walking. Nothing crazy, nothing planned, nothing long. It can be little walks around your house. It can be like just a walk down the block and back. Nothing lengthy here. So that's what I would recommend. Just get your body moving, mobile, and reconnecting to that core and pelvic floor in that 2 to 4 week phase. Now, 4 to 6 weeks postpartum, I want you to continue that core and mobility, but still keep things like very slow in this phase. The thing about this period of time, like 4 to 6 weeks postpartum, is that many of you will likely be feeling a lot better. Like you'll feel like you've gone through like the brunt of the work of healing, but I assure you there's still a lot of healing taking place below the surface. So I want you to still remember to keep things slow here, keep things really supportive and recovery based. So continue those little practices of core recovery and mobility. But here is where I want you to start to add in some functional movement basics. And this can be something that just mimics movements of daily life, like just body weight only, moving your body in a way that you naturally move throughout your day, but just in more of a structured way. This is going to help you restore function to your body and stimulate muscles that have probably been underactive for quite a while. So the movements that I'm talking about are just very functional movements like squats. So for instance, I'd have a client do a squat to like a chair or coffee table, sit down, stand back up, starting to work back into good form with exercises like that. Another one is a hinge pattern. So like a deadlift pattern, but of course no weights. So you could do something like a good morning here where you have your hands across your chest and you're hinging at your hips to sort of get that hinge pattern in. Lunges are good here too, where you're just in that split lunge stance going up and down. Again, just working those movements. And one I'll give you for upper body is like a wall push-up. So again, nothing extreme. Our core is likely not ready for like a full plank or a full push-up at this point, but something at a pretty high incline with your hands at a pretty high incline is maybe doable. So those are kind of what I want you to think about just adding in a couple times per week. You can stack a couple exercises onto your core recovery, and it's gonna feel really good and really freeing to get your body moving in that way. So that's just going to help you in the time to come when you get released for further activity and getting back into weighted and impact and stuff. It's all part of the process, even if it feels slow, even if it feels like it's not doing anything, I promise you that it is. Now, also in this 4 to 6 week postpartum period, on top of what we've talked about already, you can probably start increasing your walking length a little bit here. Just again, all of this is really dependent on how you're feeling. It depends on your desire to do those things. So maybe this time you're going on a walk around the block, or you're just increasing that length a little bit. Just always really being aware of how your body's feeling during and after. So if you're feeling like any random symptoms or aches and pains that were brought on by the walk, then obviously that is a sign that it's probably too much. But here you can likely increase your walking length from that sort of 2 to 4 week period, that initial period. Okay, moving along, 6+ weeks postpartum. So this is typically after doctor's clearance, after you've had the clearance to exercise again, which I have a lot to say about that topic as well, because those appointments are usually pretty minimal in terms of checking for things that could be an issue. So take it with a grain of salt and still continue to listen to your body a lot and pick up on any abnormal things that are happening as you get back into exercise. But overall, I want you to continue the things that we have been talking about. So core recovery and mobility, and just light walking. And at this point, you can go ahead and start adding weight to those functional strength exercises that you were doing in the previous step. So as long as it feels good to you, you can add some light resistance, so resistance bands or dumbbells, and keep those very basic functional movements. I have said it before, but you really want to treat your body the same as you would have in your third trimester, if not even a little bit easier at first. So keep that in mind. Simple is so key here. You really want to just keep those very basic strength exercises, your squats, your hinges, your overhead presses, things like that. Bent over rows are good too. Just keeping it super basic, not doing any combination exercises, not doing anything with jumping, not doing, you know, any like planks or traditional ab exercises yet. Now, those things will be a thing in the future, but we're continuing to build that foundation of strength by adding weight. And then over the next several weeks, progressive overload. So as certain exercises get easier, adding a little bit of resistance to them. And I think the key in this phase is really to have a good plan that you stick with for 4 to 6 weeks instead of switching up your workouts every single time, because that's really going to be hard to tell if you're progressing, because you won't be doing the same exercises. You won't be able to know if you're increasing weights. So highly recommend having like a very intentional, specific plan here to move you towards your goals faster versus like just being all over the place. I know it's kind of fun sometimes to do those like random workouts that change every single time, but there truly is so much magic to sticking with something that you know your body needs and then seeing yourself progress by the end of that period, that 4 to 6 week period. You're seeing your weights progress, you're seeing those movements become easier, and then you add to it. So that's what progressive overload is all about. That's exactly what I help my clients with as well. Okay, so you're gonna work on that for quite some time before going to the next step. The next step is around like 12 weeks plus postpartum, so likely past the fourth trimester, but I'm just gonna touch on it anyway. That way you kind of have a heads up on when it's okay, but you may be wondering when it's okay to add intensity, add impact, return to running, things like that. And my answer to that is after you've built a foundation of core and total body strength, then it's time to test the waters with impact again. Not go back into a HIIT workout full of burpees and squat jumps and skaters and all the things. Like, yes, I want you to get back there, but it's not time yet. So I recommend around 6 to 8 weeks of consistent strength training and being symptom free. So no like leaking pee, no pelvic floor heaviness or pain before you add back in jumping and running. And again, you may be well past the fourth trimester when you get into this, just depending on where you started this process from. But all in all, 12 weeks plus after some consistent training and having a really solid foundation, then it is okay to start testing the waters with higher impact activities. And again, if anything feels abnormal to you during your recovery journey, leaking, pain, pelvic floor pressure, excessive bleeding, absolutely take note of those things and either consult with a pelvic floor PT or your doctor, especially with the excessive bleeding, if that's something you experience. It's not common. I don't say that to scare you, just something to look out for. Okay, I wanted to do a quick recap because I know that was a lot of information, and then I'll give you the recommended episodes to go from here. So 0 weeks postpartum to 2 weeks, just focusing on rest and 360 breathing, very minimal walking, just as needed at this point. And then from 2 to 4 weeks postpartum, you are starting to, again, if you're ready, get into some core and pelvic floor recovery, some mobility work, increasing your walking just a little bit, still very light and not lengthy. And then after that, from 4 to 6 weeks postpartum, you want to continue your core recovery and mobility work, and then add in a few functional body weight movements like squats and bent over rows without weight, and then increasing your walks just a little bit, maybe going on a walk around the block at 4 to 6 weeks, And then 6 weeks plus after your doctor's clearance, continuing all the above and adding weight to those functional strength movements. And then 12 weeks plus postpartum, after you've built a foundation, have been back to strength training for 6 to 8 weeks, symptom free, you are free to test the waters with higher impact activities. So you probably didn't hear anywhere in here to go to YouTube and find a workout, or go to an Orange Theory class and run and sprint and do the things, because I do not recommend those things at this point. I think after you get through this entire process, you could be in a place where those things are acceptable again, that I would recommend trying those things at like a lower scale. But you guys, it's gonna be a journey. I know this feels long, and like maybe at 6 weeks you expected to be further along, but obviously remember you were cooking a baby for 9-10 months, and like 3 months is not even a chunk of the recovery. It could take 12 to 18 months to really, or even longer, to really feel back to the strength levels that you once had. So, not to be depressing, I just want to be realistic here and also allow you to offer yourself some grace and know that it's perfectly normal that things take a while to feel normal again, and that you can find so much peace and strength along the process just with keeping that in mind. All right, so where to go from here? Recommended episodes that you can kind of take from here if you are interested in these. Episode number 22 is all about breastfeeding and exercise. So if you are planning to breastfeed, or if you are currently breastfeeding or pumping, that's a great one to help you keep your milk supply up while returning to exercise. Number 44 is all about postpartum and lactation nutrition. That's a guest episode with Brooke Harmer. Really, really good tips in there. And then episode 65 is one that I did with Dr. Marcy Crouch of the Down There Doc. Really good episode. It's called What They Aren't Telling You About Birth Recovery. So touching on a few things that we covered in this, but to a greater extent. Now, if you're needing more support with your recovery, I mentioned my Core Revival program. Highly recommend doing that if you like the guidance and the structure and you want those follow along 15-minute workouts 4 times per week to guide you on that recovery process and heal your core and pelvic floor. And if you want more personalized guidance with your exercise journey postpartum while supporting your healing journey, one-on-one coaching might be a good fit for you. You'll get a personalized program taking into account your lifestyle, your goals, your pregnancy and birth experience, really the fast track to feeling better and stronger in a safe way that your body needs. So, that's all I've got for today, friends. I'm linking everything up in the show notes, so be sure to go there for everything I mentioned in this episode. If you loved it, if you got some value from it, I would so appreciate you screenshotting this, sharing it on your Instagram stories. Thank you for helping me spread the word and being part of the Strong Mama community. I will chat with you next time. Bye. And that's a wrap, Mama. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode of the Strong Mama Podcast. If this show has served you in some way, be sure to subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes. Head to strongmamawellnessco.com for more free resources and opportunities for us to work together. Until next time, keep moving.